Welcome to episode 7 of the Blue Knight Brawl.
Super Boomac Brother Super Show. This is Mario.
I'm Luigi.
I'm Toad.
Roar, Bowser!
And I'm the ghost of the decapitated Princess Toadstool.
Wow.
Where did you pull that from?
I really don't have respect for a chick who sits there and goes around and gets captured all the time and has to be saved by some Italian man. I mean, come on!
I would love to be saved by the Italian man.
She has a point.
She does have a point. All the Italian men to pick from has to be a plumber.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start over.
But but he's a champion of the proletariat.
But she gets captured all the time. She's pathetic. She deserves her death.
Okay. Let's start.
Wonderful.
Okay, what we watched in club on Monday, attack the gas station.
What did we watch on Thursday first?
Last Thursday was Full Metal Panic, the second grade.
That was good.
With the recreation of the Boondock Saints.
That is one of the craziest villains I've ever seen in anime.
He's one of the best villains.
Exactly.
How are we going to get paid?
Just kick someone out of a helicopter. I also liked how we recreated the what happened during the battle, just like Willem Dafoe from the Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
It wasn't the first time they used a gag like that. They recreated a scene from Full Metal Jacket with the rugby team. They did. Did you ever see that?
No.
In Fumofu, when he's training the rugby team, he pulls out Sergeant Mao's thing for training new recruits.
Oh, God. Oh, wait. Was that the episode we watched?
Yeah, that was the one we watched in the club. I don't know if
And it keeps blanking out all the curse words.
All the curse words.
It's like every half second there's a beep.
I do like Second Raid because it improves upon the first Full Metal Panic in both areas. The action mecha stuff and the comedy.
And it also had the Japanese Spider-Man.
Yes, it did. That was wrong.
He's a ninja.
How do I shot web? Okay, then attack the gas station.
Epic.
Great movie.
Great. It's like The Breakfast Club without the bitching.
Never watched The Breakfast Club.
Well, it's good, but there's a little too much bitching in it. Like, oh, my father put a cigarette out on my arm, and
Well, that doesn't beat the one guy who had, like, several paintings broken over his head by his father.
Yeah,
really?
They didn't bitch about it. They attacked a gas station.
That guy must have had good insurance, though, because he fixed all the damage they did the night before.
Mad Dog was the real star of that show.
Yeah, it's Mad Dog.
Really
with
was.
His big stick. Whether I face 10
Don't
men.
Don't forget his hat.
Whether I face 10 men or 1,000 men, I only focus on one.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Okay, next subject. 10-year-old kid copied the Sand Ninjas from Naruto, ended up suffocating in sand. I laughed as soon as I heard it. I didn't feel bad one bit.
If you're a 10-year-old kid, what do they teach you in third grade?
I think by 10, you should learn that breathing is a proper... Okay, by 10, you should have a basic idea of how your body works. You should have a basic idea that air is good.
There was an 8-year-old who had sex with a 40-year-old woman. Give me a break.
Wait, what?
That kid is my hero.
Wait, what happened?
Was she hot?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was probably... We were all talking about how he was probably the luckiest kid who ever lived.
Hold on, hold on.
But that's not related to this.
How old is this kid?
8.
Hold on.
Oh, my
when
God.
It happened.
Nice. Okay, any other thoughts? Oh, B had a field day on him, though.
Yeah, when I visited B, I really felt sad for the guy. But then I visited B, and then I left hysterically laughing. I'm sorry, but...
Did you see the thread where it said everybody get in here and there's dead sandboy here?
picture. You guys, I can't believe it. Like, oh my god.
I posted this picture on B with, how do I breathe sand?
That's awfully mean. That's awfully mean, though.
I know. I don't care.
You're going to hell. You do realize that.
I think we should set aside a new section called B. Just talk about B.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
You sure?
Well, he's going to obviously have it dished back to him in spades when he puts Frankas on the case.
Yeah. I hope everyone just bashes
that
you.
That is my form of penance.
Wait. Hey, I'll tell you what. Frankas on the case is already being uttered occasionally on threads. I've seen it.
Nice.
Really?
I dropped like five of them originally, and now some people are starting to use it again.
Oh, so you're being copy-pasted then.
Oh my
really,
god.
You need to have your picture taken so you can claim the glory.
Yeah, we gotta do it soon.
Yeah, someone's gonna masquerade as Frank.
Yeah.
Okay. Speed Grapher manga is coming out, Tokyo Pop. I wonder how it is.
Interesting.
You know, the anime was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get all of it now from Funimation for $59.
I'm tempted.
Yeah, I think I might get that.
Yeah, that's the result of it. That sounds like a good economics lesson.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, the fact that prices
like,
are going up, the bastards.
Oh, she didn't see the economics lesson.
No,
yet.
That's because they were bitching that we had to watch it in Japanese.
Yeah, that's tough. Wait,
yeah.
She wasn't here last semester, though.
Yeah, she wasn't here last semester.
Yeah, no,
The English translation of that was so much better.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Yeah, I like how Piccolo is Saiga, and at one point in the first volume, he takes a picture and tries to blow up the moon.
Wait, so what is this whole economics lesson that you guys are talking about? Because
Speed Grapher is like a social commentary, and is about this a secret underground pleasure club, and this reporter goes there and investigates it, but he ends up being captured and ends up getting the power to make stuff explode with his camera.
It fills your most perverted
the economics.
Fantasy. The one girl liked diamonds so much that she turns into like a diamond monster. The one guy was the gimp from Pulp Fiction that can stretch his body.
Bring out the gimp.
He died way too early though.
Oh,
I wish he stayed around.
The economics.
The guy with the nose.
The economics lesson is where the chief of all this huge billion-dollar corporation. Is this old woman, and she is trying to starve her daughter because she doesn't want her to get prettier than her, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of obsessed with that. So, the teacher.
Wouldn't it be easier to make her fatter?
That's a good question.
Actually, I think they're keeping her starving so she doesn't.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's a spoiler, though.
That's a spoiler.
Wait, why do they keep her starving?
Okay, the spoiler version, spoiler alert, is because they don't want. Because she has a special power. And if she begins her menstrual cycle, it will start to fade. So by keeping her under a certain weight,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't happen.
Oh, so she basically has to do gymnastics. She should do gymnastics then.
She doesn't want to
starve.
Yes, but at least she should
be... The villain in that, I think, was the dentist.
Oh.
That one gave me the creeps.
Ugh. Oh, polish. Polish.
Oh, I was at the dentist over the weekend. I don't know, but I don't mind the dentist that much. I mean, I get my teeth drilled without Novocaine, and it's all right.
I had 8 years of braces.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, the economics lesson is when the homeroom teacher finds out, comes and tries to talk to the mom. Girl comes home. Bedroom economics lessons, indeed. Walk out of here without your clothes, and you can take as much money as you can carry. Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
What the hell?
I think we, had, I think
you
we need
guys
to show her that.
Okay, I know it's not anime, but the new Frisky Dingo episode. Wendell is the greatest character I've ever seen.
I don't watch Frisky Dingo.
I will tame you!
Oh my god,
it's... Set some boundaries here with the belt.
That seems like a slightly stupid show.
No, oh no, it's not. No.
Beyond slightly, but extremely stupid.
No, I like when Wendell shot the guy and stole the bus, and then he spent the $10,000 on albino hookers.
Oh boy.
I love those albinos!
Hey, did we already mention that the money you could save by not buying the $17,000 Blu-ray player could go towards albino hookers?
Yeah, that's true. And I like when they showed his screen name, like Albino Lover 42 or something like that.
I would sign it.
Boosh. Everyone, let's join in a boosh.
Boosh!
Boosh.
Cacao!
I know it's not anime too, but last week's South Park episode
was one of
the funniest ones I've ever seen.
Cartman gives Kyle AIDS.
Oh, I saw some of it, but I didn't finish it.
I like the Elton John. Elton John couldn't be here, so we got you Jimmy Buffett instead.
Yeah, no, the part that I got to is when they hired the hooker and they had her, like, brush her teeth.
That was Crabs.
Yeah.
Oh, Crabs, okay. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
I have news about the possible Phoenix Wright anime.
Possible.
I had a strong feeling
the other day that it was being made. Well, what gave you the strong feeling that it was being made? The Force.
Okay, well, Phoenix Wright has been around for several years, first of all. It's beyond reason not to make an anime.
Exactly.
I mean, hell, they're making a Star Trek manga.
Are you kidding me?
Actually, that was there in, like, Otakon 2 years ago, so
yeah. Oh, please, okay,
it should
wait.
Be out.
They made an Avril Lavigne manga. I mean, come on!
Wait, did they... Wait, you serious?
Yeah,
I am serious.
She started her own line with Tokyo Pop.
Ugh.
It's like, it's called Base Make Mom. Five Wishes or something.
And
never,
girls
ever,
ties.
Read it! Ever!
This dying girl's one wish... Wait, is she dying or is she like just lonely?
I don't care.
I think she's just Ronery. But her one wish is to meet Avril Lavigne.
Oh.
See, God. I think if I had one wish, I'd want to meet something better or do something. My one wish, if I was dying, I want $1 million.
What? You're dying. What does money matter?
I want $1 million.
Can you imagine what you can do with $1 million?
Can you imagine what you can do with $1 million? You can have like the biggest meat shield of all time and go and charge the White House.
I would want to make Wendell a real person. He probably is, knowing this world. Okay. Oh, new Fist of the North Star anime is greenlit. Which means soon there'll be more Fist of the North Star anime than Army Men games.
And there's also new Slayers coming up.
Ooh.
Which I'm excited.
I like
Slayers.
If it ever gets licensed here, I hope to keep the incredibly horrible cast from the first one. I know it's a bad dub, but the camp value alone in it...
Wait, Slayers, that old anime with the red-haired chick?
Yeah.
Oh my, I think I've got a couple random VHSs of Slayers that I bought from, like,
You have VHS of Slayers?
Yes!
That's old school.
I have random VHS...
It was a buck! I was buying it.
I have two random VHSs of the Monster Rancher anime. That was pretty good.
Monster Rancher? I think I might have watched. I'm not sure.
With Mochi?
I don't remember anymore.
But Tiger was the best character. He was like this blue wolf who was all badass.
Oh, yeah. And wait, was there like a little yellow head type thing with a foot or something?
That's Swayzo. He's like a Cyclops thing.
Yeah. Okay, then yeah.
And he can teleport.
See, I don't exactly remember what it was about, but I remember like when you mentioned the whole wolf thing. That's kind of clicked.
Yeah, the wolf who shoots thunder. And ice. Thunder or ice? Or maybe both.
Okay, no more Monster Rancher.
Got you.
Yeah. Speed Racer movie. Oh my god, it looks horrible.
Oh.
And the Wachowski brothers are involved with it. What are they thinking?
Racer X is part of the Matrix.
Racer X should have been Vin Diesel.
It's Vince Vaughn.
Vaughn. So, like, does this movie look more horrible than the L movie?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it might be worse than the... I don't know what would be worse, that or a Dragon Ball Z movie.
What's Vince Vaughn going to do?
Wait, which Dragon Ball Z movie?
The one that they're making, the live-action one in Mexico?
Are you kidding?
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'll give it a chance, but it just doesn't look like Speed Racer.
I'm waiting for the Ava movie. That would be the only anime movie I'd want to see other than a Lupin the Third live-action, because you can't screw up a Lupin the Third live action.
No, they've been talking about that.
You could.
Oh, you know what? Lupin the Third is actually the one live action one I don't think they could screw up, just because it's so basic.
Yeah,
it's
simple.
Screw it
the
up.
The basic story
all
element
you need
is there. It's just there. You would have to try to screw that up.
I wonder who would make a good Lupin.
I thought about it. Johnny I have Depp. Something in my mind.
Ooh,
I can't
Johnny Depp would make a good move in the third.
No. William Dafoe is Zenigata.
Yes, that is good. Jigen. Bruce Campbell. Bruce Campbell is Jigen. Give him, like, a cool beard. Like, cool... And he has that voice.
But who's the samurai?
Jet Li. Or maybe... Maybe I could make this Jackie Chan.
Hmm. Oh, Jackie Chan's too old anymore.
Yeah. He's all doughy.
Where's Fuji? Who's going to be Fujiko?
We can think of a few people. I would make it be Lindsay Lohan, just because she's trying to act like Marilyn Monroe.
I'm Lindsay Lohan!
Oh, God.
What's The Gathering? You're The Gathering. Wait, was it Lindsay Lohan that, I forgot his name. He wasn't that, he was the James Bond. He's on the tip of my tongue. He was James Bond.
I don't know.
That British guy.
Sean Connery?
Yeah, Sean Connery.
Oh, you didn't know who Sean Connery was.
I forgot who Sean Connery was, but he was training Avril Lavigne to be the next Highlander.
Was that a skit from something?
Robot Chicken.
Oh my God. I have to look for that. I never saw that.
I saw it.
Me neither.
I love Robot Chicken.
You must
chicken.
Prepare for The Gathering. What's The Gathering? You're The Gathering.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was awesome.
I'm Lindsay Lohan.
Sailor Moon Robot Chicken was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dragon Ball Z meets Santa Claus. Dad, could you kick an angel's ass?
I sure could, son.
Remember during,
Oh, yeah, I love the Christmas special.
During Setsukon Anime Jeopardy,
Me?
Yeah, you, me, and Grant, we just quoted that whole skit. The whole skit.
Yeah.
Why? That took you a while to think of, though. Like, how bad was that?
How bad was what?
Your memory is like, you're sitting there pointing to him, and he's like, me? Yeah, you, and... Grant, it's like, did that take you like a half hour to sit there and spat out?
Now listen, we could have a section where you just yell at me, or we could have an anime section.
It's called Max's Corner.
That's true.
That could be your topic for the corner.
Yelling at Frank?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do that in real life. I don't need to do it on the podcast.
Oh, shut up and let's get on with it.
Hey, a bridge series.
No!
You see, right now I think, Yu Yu Hakusho Abridged took the top spot from Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged. But, with what I've been seeing from Death Note Abridged, it's starting to sort of lick at its heels.
I don't think it's taken the top spot yet. I mean, it depends what you're saying. I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged series has kind of slowed down on the plot just because, you know, he has some other stuff to do. But as far as viewings go, it's still topping it.
I'm talking about quality, not viewings.
Oh, well, if you're talking about quality, I mean, we can debate that.
Well, I just think it's like, it's...
How many people are involved on Yu Yu Hakusho, anyway?
One.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and, Death Note Abridged is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 6.
Oh, that was an awesome episode.
That guy's checking me out. I think that guy's checking me out. He must be totally gay.
Welcome to DeVry University. Our freshman representatives, Light Yagami and the letter L. So, Light, did you kill any anime characters today? Nope.
No.
But, Allie, I love it when they're in the different color mode and Ryuk's like, where's my color?
Where's my color?
Yeah, but as for Abridged series, there's a new challenger is about to approach. Shauna Abridged. Now, we're not going to reveal any of our plans for it, but let's just say it's going to take the Abridged scene by storm.
Either that or make it come crashing down, whichever works.
Oh, well,
both of those will be about the same thing.
Oh, it'll be the great Abridged crash of 2008.
Okay. Boom right now.
Any more anime news? Oh, yeah, I do have something. I saw the teaser for Batman Gotham Knight. I think it's a good idea. It kind of from what they described it, it'll be kind of like the Animatrix, but with Batman instead of the Matrix.
Will it be a little more concise and make a little more sense?
They already have their own version of Batman. They got Roger Smith from the Big O. He was Batman.
Yeah, he was.
Really?
Did you ever see that show?
I saw, like,
rich guy, no parents, in a wealthy mansion, big black car, an English butler, but this one has an eye patch. He drives around in a big suit called the Big O.
That would be true.
Oh, don't forget
insane villains.
Don't forget Paranoid Agent. Batman.
We need to
bring that back in. We haven't seen that in years.
I liked Paranoid Agent.
I didn't really care for it, although I did like the opening theme song.
I did too.
Yeah! Okay, any more anime news? Have anything?
We might as well read in this anime and movie section. We've been talking about movies, too.
Otakon registration is open.
Oh, woo!
As soon as I sell my computer parts, I'll have enough money.
I already have enough money.
They raised their price again, the bastards.
Yeah, they did.
They've been doing this every single year. You know, they're not going to help growth. I mean, they had 1%, less than 1% growth. Hello? Send a message. I bet they're going to go down this year. That's my bet.
Okay, video games. Of course, the biggest event that happened in video games, Brawl, was released. Let's hear some first thoughts on that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You'll find something to complain about it.
No.
My only problem is because Nintendo was being pissy with Capcom, they couldn't get Phoenix Wright as a character.
Phoenix Wright wouldn't be a good character.
Shut the hell up!
Can you just imagine? He could, like,
why do you want Phoenix Wright to die?
I would love it to have him have a move where he goes, objection to that, that pushes you off the off the wall.
I want man, he'd be the most awesome assistant.
No. Have you seen? Well, if you play the first case on the third game, he, like, palms a guy and he just flies back. And in the fourth game, he gets hit by a car, flies 30 feet into a telephone pole, and walks to the hospital with a sprained ankle.
Okay, I'm sorry then. He should be a character.
He is a beast.
You need to put him, Edgeworth, and Carmella in there.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised you didn't say Edgeworth. You defend Phoenix Wright to put in the game, and I'm surprised you haven't said anything about Edgeworth.
We could finally have a gay pairing, Edgeworth and Edgeworth. And Brawl, you know?
Edgeworth versus Fox McCloud, the second the gayest character in Smash Brothers. In fact, me and my sister purposely, when we play that game, we both play as Fox, and I make sure he wears the purple and the orange ascot and call it a queer fight. She plays Falco, and I play Fox.
Can't let you do that stuff, Fox.
But you know what? You know who makes up for that in that game? Wolf.
Star Wolf. They changed his voice completely. He used to be a Russian guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. O'Donnell doesn't sound like a Russian name, though.
Sounds kind of Irish.
Can't you do that, Star Fox? Oh. And Solid Snake, I like him. Some people don't, some people do. Just like any fighter.
He's hard to get used to, I would think.
I like his physical attacks. They pack a punch.
The best part about it is Snake Codex.
Yeah. There's a guy walking around here. He only has two dimensions.
Let's capture one and see what he tastes like.
But I've been playing as Olimar, and I've been liking what I've been doing so far. So I think with some practice, I can really make him into a force to be reckoned with.
A lot of people put him down as a character, but from what Frank's been doing here, he's been doing pretty good.
Yeah, I gave you a run for your money.
See, I alternate between Zero Suit Samus, Sonic, and Pit.
Yes, I liked Pit.
Yeah, I'm between Pit, Link, regular Link, and Pikachu.
I like Olimar's Final Smash.
And maybe
that is
trainer.
The cheapest ass thing I've ever seen. You killed me repeatedly with that, and him.
Yeah, it's
you knocked my final one off in a cheap ass attack, and I just respawned too.
What did you play as?
Olimar from Pikmin?
Never heard of it. Was that
just
little...
fly into the sky, multi massive damage, I'll come down and kill them all.
Yeah, I didn't like when we had like the guy with the little plant things following him.
Olimar.
That's me.
Oh, is that... That thing is so flippin' stupid! Oh my god!
Stupid!
I hate that thing. It's so annoying because you have like, you sit there and you're trying to attack, and you have these little things being thrown at you.
It kicked your ass, that's what it did.
Yeah, you
Why
got your
is Jigglypuff in that game?
No, I couldn't do with that setting.
They
that
took
was
out
so
Mewtwo.
Horrible. There was nowhere to
They
run.
Took out Mewtwo?
They took out Mewtwo and put in... I don't even know who Lucario is.
Lucario? You don't know who Lucario is?
Why are there so many Pokemon in that game, too? There's too many of them.
No,
you got the Pokemon trainer, and he has Ivysaur, Charizard, and Squirtle.
Notice that the Pokemon, as the series, as they trying to think up new Pokemon, they're starting to resemble Lovecraftian creatures. Poke-Thulu, anyone?
Oh, but remember when in the Pokeballs that you just kind of throw, the Gardevoir who does that force field thing?
What
that,
does it do?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Do.
We should experiment and see what it does.
I have no idea what that thing does at all.
Or maybe I should just go on the internet and take the easy way out.
Because, I mean, I'd really love to know what the bubble of apparent doom does.
I like Luigi's Final Smash.
What the hell is
he
that?
He makes his own dimension where he is king.
What's with the dance, though? The dance is kind of a little gay.
he puts the enemy to sleep, and then just keep doing damage.
Luigi's a big pimp. And plus, when you're in that zone, his uppercut is like an insta-kill.
Yeah.
Almost an insta-kill.
Well, I mean, you have to wait till it gets damaged, but still, it's like, dead.
Okay. Any more thoughts on Brawl? I do like Subspace Emissary.
Yeah, I did like that. It was different.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's like an old school Nintendo game.
I mean, for a single player adventure mode in a fighting game, that was just amazing.
It's good if you don't play it all at once. Then it'll get a little repetitive. But...
No, my brother played it all at once because there's a scene where they just show like a snippet of Snake in the box and he thought he would get Snake soon. Like, oh, next level. Oh, maybe it's on the next level.
I thought that too.
Oh, okay. See, I lost Snake the other way. Play stage 15 times, so...
My sister had this obsession with trying to unlock Fox. I don't know why. She always does that. Whenever she's not bitch-slapping me as Zelda, she's the master of destroying me with just the Zelda form and not Sheik. I don't know how she does it. She's good.
Hey, one of the best players down here plays with Zelda. And just play with Zelda.
Well, you know, to the best player here, Olimar's coming to get him.
Right.
I'll have a montage.
Right.
I had a montage on Persona 3 when I was gonna fight that that sleeping table. You know, I did some training codes right at the right level. I know I climbed a mountain and just yelled, "Sleeping table!"
I hated that thing.
Yeah, me too.
The only thing that tops that is the world balance.
Yeah, I'm right on him now.
That broke my soul for 2.5 hours while I tried to beat that repeatedly.
Yeah, I like Thanatos when you unlock him.
Yes, I used him the most. And did you have the attack die for me?
Yeah. You get that from Alice?
From Alice, yeah. There's nothing but... I mean, you use it. Make sure you have that, because when you use Orpheus, you can fuse it to Messiah, and Messiah will do that attack, too.
Yeah, Persona 3... It's one of the greatest RPGs I've ever played.
Can I just ask a question about that?
What?
Why do you shoot yourself in the head whenever you want to do damage to someone else?
Because the persona is actually another personality you take on in response to stress, and the gun is supposed to symbolize you blowing away your current personality and evoking the... See, the gun is called an evoker, and it evokes that other personality, that persona. It's an RPG based in Jungian psychology.
Frank... You realize that about 3 or 4 weeks from now, we're probably going to have to discuss the humorous instances of people mimicking Persona 3 now. Forget Naruto.
I don't think anyone's mimicked Persona 3, because it's rated M.
And besides, no child would be able to play that. It's way too hard for them.
Yeah.
That's true.
It was hard for me. I took it as an insult when it said try easy mode. Boy, was I sorry I picked normal mode.
Yeah, I...
What do you pick?
But, you know, I hear for FES that you can take your cleared data and move it on over to the FES thing. I heard it on YouTube. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but if that's true, I'm going to turn that bitch up the hard and school stuff. But you know what? They probably start at level 99.
Oh, I don't want to go to hard mode.
I need to collect the other personas, and I need to find out the sequel, which is a 30-extra-hour gameplay.
Okay, we're going to have a good discussion of Persona 3... On the for the description, I'm gonna mark like what time the spoilers start and what time the spoilers end. So, okay, so, begin spoilers. When Shinjiro died, oh my god, I almost cried, but the reason that I didn't cry was how epically he went out. 3 revolver shots, 2 to the chest, 1 in the stomach, and he died taking a bullet for a kid who was gonna kill him.
I do kind of feel bad for Akihiko, who was kind of gay for him.
Yeah, Akihiko
although it
was.
Is kind of really, really funny about that. For the rest of the game, if he's in your party and you beat shit and you win with him, he goes, "Did you see that, Shinji?"
I like how their personae evolve, but Junpei's evolution was the greatest. He just put that evoker right up to his head and just owned that little pill pusher.
Oh, he makes some really emo friends.
Yeah, what is with him? He's one of the coolest characters in the game, yet he makes the worst friends. So we have Chiku cuts herself, and Death Incarnate. And I like some of the persona you can get. Of course, a lot of them are from... You could get those on Nocturne. I'm using Thor right now. I'm using Thor. He has Ziodine. He gets Electric Amp. And they got Indra Bracer, so I do massive damage with the electric attacks.
Get Odin and use Thunder Rain.
Yeah, I'll have to max out the
That's
Emperor.
Just funny. Pimp slaps people. It throws back that throws back the cape he has around him and does, like, Thunder Rain.
I can't wait to get Lucifer.
Oh, that's a good persona. And Satan. And then combo them to do Armageddon.
They should have Dante from Devil May Cry as a persona.
He should have been part of the party. That would have been really funny, especially when they had the emo end of the world shit where they're all depressed for it. I could just see him sitting there being like a dick to everyone. Because that's the way how he is.
Well, you guys down. It's not like it's the end of the world. Oh, wait.
I like the plot twist, too. I knew that guy who was in charge of the C's group was no good.
Yeah, he's the classic old mentor that will either die early or turn evil.
I knew he was no good from the minute they introduced him. I thought he was a villain.
I also like how, he doctored a video of this girl's father. Now, the video, when the girl first watched it, said, "Destroy the 12 shadows." And it turns out that was not the right thing to do, because the 12 shadows were really 12 pieces of death. And she watched the undoctored video and said, "Don't destroy the shadows!"
Oops.
And I laughed my ass off, because they were all sad and stuff. And they wouldn't even go to Tartarus, and I wanted to go because I wanted to try stuff out.
They waste a lot of time towards the end of that game. That's what kind of pissed me off about it. I could have been using stuff to, like, level.
Yeah.
There's too many days off, too, where you can't do anything with anyone because you need to go to school to make the social links.
I like the sun social link, the dying man.
I never did that one because I missed...
It's the most depressing thing ever. He has this horrible story of a pink crocodile who, because he was pink, he couldn't hunt anything, he was hungry, and all the other animals laughed at him, and he was lonely and had no friends, and he was dying. And this bird meets him, and they make friends. But then one day, the crocodile accidentally eats the bird, and then cries, and he just dies somewhere and becomes a tree.
He becomes a tree.
He becomes a tree.
Wow.
Okay.
The businessman social link was my favorite one.
Yeah, Max. This one social link for the Devil Arcana is a sleazy businessman who gives you life advice. Oh, what's your favorite piece of advice, if I can think of one?
Oh.
I was going to talk about
the charity one, where he wants to pretend that he's good for charity so he can score with the hot girl.
And when he talks about the cucumbers in the mall, how looks are everything.
Yeah.
I believe that's enough for a Persona 3 discussion.
End spoiler!
Okay. I have good news about Mario Kart for the Wii for those who don't snake. There is no snaking.
Thank God.
I'm not sure how to feel about that.
Now, okay, snaking on Mario Kart 64 and GameCube is a respectable technique because
right.
It's so hard to pull off. But because the DS version made it so easy to do the power slide boost, it was just the only thing. It's not Mario Kart anymore. It's who can snake the best.
That's true.
But I like how the new thing they have. The longer you power slide, the more of a boost you get. So that just makes a new strategy you can use.
Hmm.
So they just replaced it with something that can't be exploited, but it can still be used as a strategy. I also saw something interesting on Kotaku. It's an NES cart, and they made it into a harmonica, and you blow into it, because I remember... Who here blew into the NES
everyone
carts?
You had to, because
why
are
you not raising your hand?
Yeah, I don't even really know what you guys are
she
talking about.
She never even played
about.
NES.
I bet
that's
she
probably
have one.
I bet she never had
okay,
one.
Okay, did you ever have a Super NES? A Super Nintendo?
Regular Nintendo?
I had a 64.
No.
See, that's all I've got. This is the earliest I've got.
I think she lived in a box for the first part of her life.
I know.
How could you not have had a Nintendo?
How old
Everyone
are you?
Everyone has a Nintendo.
How old are you?
I still play my Nintendo.
Wait, do you mean like the regular like box thing or the old? Wait,
the old old one. You know the one where you play the original Mario?
Yeah, the side scrolling. You know.
Yeah, no.
They used to just show her a picture.
Yeah.
So what? This is like the first game console that really came out for Nintendo.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. No, yeah. My family's broke. So, it took a lot of pushing just to get the systems I did get.
You had an N64, but not an original Nintendo. I bought my original Nintendo for $10.
You poor, deprived child. I want to get a Virtual Boy.
Oh!
No.
I love crap.
That would ruin your eyes. Didn't you see the Angry Video Games Nerd review of the Virtual Boy?
Actually, I know a person who has one.
Oh, really?
He's my good friend.
He had all the Virtual Boy games in one hand. Oh, did you see the Angry Video Game Nerd review of Alice in Wonderland game?
No.
There's
is that
Alice
a new one?
In Wonderland
yes.
Game?
Where's it at?
It's on a Game Trailers.
Wait, which one is this?
The one for the...
Super Nintendo.
Super
Is it the Disney version of Alice in Wonderland?
I was wondering, is it the one where she has like a knife and is killing people? Because that one was fun.
No, she has like a... Wait, Alice in Wonderland...
No, Wizard of Oz.
What am I talking about?
What are you talking about? Like,
I get those two things mixed up.
How? It's entirely different.
I
one was inspired by, like, opium. Which is the Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, but American McGee's Alice was pretty fun. That's what you were talking
yeah.
about. But,
okay, but what about the Wizard of Oz?
The Wizard of Oz game.
No.
I have to look for that.
Yeah, the, Okay, I'll just say one thing. The Cowardly Lion has a bitch slap attack.
Have you seen the review?
Right?
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it's a new one.
Have you seen the review for Captain Comic?
No.
Captain Comic. You don't get... You can't kill anything in the first 20 seconds of the game because you have to go and find the gun.
That reminds me of the
and then you can't kill anything in later levels. There's things that go along the ground in front of you. You can't hit them.
That reminds me of the Hulk game for the Genesis. Okay, you could turn into Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
And the only reason to turn into Bruce Banner is because he can, go in, sewer pipes and get items.
Yeah.
And his only attack is a gun. And you collect these red glowing guns, and each one has only a single shot, and it does about less damage than a Hulk's punch. So I don't even know why to have it, but it's really fun. You can beat people as the Hulk.
Well, do you have anything else for video games, or can I say?
Oh, I have a lot of stuff. I have some a bit more.
Okay.
Prey 2 has been confirmed.
Woo.
Tommy, the dude from the first one, is in trouble because nobody believes him that his girlfriend was killed by aliens, and then he ends up leaving Earth, and they said it's going to be crazier than the first one. The first one almost could get you sick.
Yeah.
With the gravity flipping upside down all the time.
Sounds
Prey is
good.
A first-person shooter.
Okay.
Where... Basically, you control the sometimes there's gravity switches. Like, say there's that switch on the roof.
Okay.
If I shoot that switch, gravity flips upside down, and just this whole screen turns, and you're walking on the roof.
That sounds like so much fun.
Multiplayer on that is fun, because everyone starts switching the gravity. Also, Fragile for the Wii, it looks really good. It reminds me of Luigi's Mansion a lot, because you get... you get a flashlight and you fight ghosts. Instead of,
oh my god.
But instead of a vacuum cleaner, you beat them with a pipe or anything you can pick up.
I kind of like Luigi's Mansion.
I love Luigi's Mansion. I got the Uber Elite Mansion by getting all 50 boos and getting that champagne diamond.
Did they kill Bowser in that game? Because apparently he must have died because he was a ghost in it. And I'm like, they don't ever kill anyone.
He does fall into the lava a couple times.
Yeah, you think that would
I
could have
sworn
like,
to God they killed
dead.
Bowser at the end of 64, at the end of Sunshine, or what was it, Galaxy, but then they brought him back.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine.
Nintendo's a bunch
Sunshine.
Of pussies.
You leave my mama alone!
They fucking launched Bowser into the goddamn sun.
Yeah, they do.
Why did they bring him back? I'm like, wow, he's really dead this time.
Well, Cooler from Dragon Ball Z was launched
That's
into
true,
the sun.
Well, but then the black hole exploded and it devoured the sun, so...
Actually,
and that didn't kill everybody?
Return of Cooler is the best Dragon Ball Z movie.
I don't know, I kind of like the first Cooler movie because they had the French guy who was part of the Cooler Force.
Oh.
And he outlived all of them, and then Piccolo special beam cannoned him at the end and he screamed like a little bitch.
I like when Vegeta and Goku busted their asses to defeat Metal Cooler. And they're all exhausted, lying on the ground. And then all of a sudden, one Metal Cooler goes over the horizon, then three more, then, like, a legion of them. Like, it's been nice knowing you, Vegeta. Oh, shut up! And then it just shows them turning back to Super Saiyan, flying, cuts the scene, and it shows them, like, strung up in, Cooler's lair, and it just has some of the best fight scenes, and it's one of the funniest, too.
Mm.
I'll have to bring it to club. I don't care.
You might get, like, stoned or booed down.
I need to bring in Magnus. We have to watch Magnus.
What's that?
Magnus the robot?
What the hell is that?
You don't know what Magnus the robot is?
Okay, I don't know what it is either.
Oh my god.
Frank, did you see that?
I only read a little bit about it on Wikipedia.
Xerxes, Tyre, Iron, Dada!
What? I swear to God, if you bring that and it gets in and you make me regret it, I'll kill you.
It is the best, worst anime ever.
It's full of lulls.
I don't think that even deserves pity votes from the sound of it.
I'm voting for it.
What is it?
It's, what happens is, the Earth is being invaded by aliens, so they recruit this guy who's like a karate champion to be a mecha pilot. Sounds pretty straightforward, until you find out that this alien race is run by an emperor known as Xerxes, Tyre, Iron, Dada, and they and the current overlord of Earth is a guy called Brain, whose favorite saying is whenever they do something to thwart him is, "What treachery is this?"
What treachery is this?
Yeah, that's not getting my vote.
I don't know.
don't even pity vote it.
I don't think so.
Okay. Now, I told you guys I wasn't about to reveal what this game was about till now. It's called Incarnate. It's made by Human Head Studios, the guys who made Prey. And here's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's set in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And all of history's most evil people have been reincarnated in Chicago, and you have to hunt them down.
Oh!
Yes!
What system is this for?
I'm not sure. They just revealed what it's going to be about.
That would be fun as hell.
I gotta play this.
Nero, Hitler, Stalin.
Napoleon. Saddam Hussein.
They better have, like...
Stealth kill. Get him with a rope.
Addition, we need. They better have a lot of addition and mod packs so we can kill everyone.
But that just sounded like the greatest idea for a video game I've seen in a while.
Yep.
But just the fact that you can hunt down Hitler in Chicago, I wonder if it's going to be an FPS or if it's going to be more of an adventure game, or maybe it's going to be a free roam, like almost free roam,
like Grand Theft Auto,
or like No More Heroes.
Maybe a mix like in Mafia.
Because I'm not sure if the spirits are possessing other people, or if they're actually... I think the spirits are possessing other people.
Oh.
Or maybe when they possess them, they sort of take on the appearance of them.
That's better.
That would be better.
But then again...
They better fucking look like Hitler, otherwise they're not going to
fight. Yeah, it's not going to
be fun if they don't look like them.
You know what would be funny? If the evil people start fighting each other, because I'm not sure some people would agree with Hitler, or Hitler and Stalin would fight each other. Maybe Hitler and Stalin would be like two factions of the evil people. And
I want to drive by Hitler. That would be great.
Hey, here's your final solution.
There's an RPG for the 360. It's an alternate World War II coming for the...
FPS.
Yeah, it's an FPS. And your team is composed of vampires and werewolves, and your goal is to kill Hitler.
It's made that by is Atlas. Great. Sounds
like maybe it is an RPG.
It is an RPG.
Sounds kind of like a ripoff of Hellside.
Yeah, it does. Just like Arcana Hearts is a ripoff of Guilty Gear.
But Arcana Hearts has supreme vertical action.
Yeah, it does.
And possible lesbians.
No, there are no male characters in that game.
No, they mention the father, remember?
They mention him, and he's a demon, so his gender is up for debate, even if he has a gender.
Okay, well, they say it's he, so I mean...
Yeah, they do actually say it's a he.
So the kind doesn't throw any debate whatsoever. It's
well, people call God a he, but have any of you seen Dogma?
I saw part of Dogma.
That is the most religious movie I've ever seen.
Never seen it. I don't think I want to.
Oh, it's good.
It's good. Jay and Silent Bob are in it.
I don't know actors. Don't spout names to me.
Whoa.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Did you don't know who Jay and Silent Bob are?
Never saw Clerks.
No.
Okay.
Moving on.
Do you have anything else in video games, or can I talk about
Persona
something?
4? As if Persona 3 hasn't stolen enough of my soul. Let's move on.
Okay. Here's what I have to say. People keep saying that a StarCraft MMO is not likely, but I've been watching the Blizzard site, and there are a lot... and here's something that people aren't looking at. The job application part of the site. They're looking for people to develop another MMO. It says so in the job description. It just says confidential project. So, since they're not doing World of Warcraft right now, there are other job applications... specifically for the next expansion pack of World of Warcraft, they got another MMO lined up, and the most likely candidate is StarCraft.
I don't know.
Yeah, that or Diablo.
I remember when BioWare said they were making a new RPG, we thought, oh, awesome, Knights of the Old Republic. It was the Sonic RPG. And I cried.
They're making Jade Empire too, though.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is Blizzard. Blizzard don't really fuck around.
What about they might be making a Diablo.
They could say Diablo or StarCraft.
I never played Diablo.
But I think it just has to be StarCraft because it would be perfect to come out right behind StarCraft 2.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't made another Diablo game either.
Well, so I'm just worried about when it's going to come out.
StarCraft 2?
No, the MMO. Because, you know, World of Warcraft has 10 million people.
It's true.
I don't know if they can have two successful MMOs at once.
World of StarCraft.
StarCraft Universe.
Okay. Tech.
Wait. Wikipedia.
Wikipedia article. Random Wikipedia article.
Wikipedia.
Pick it and then 3 rerolls. Let's go. Oh, we should start like a little theme song.
You dare get rid of my stuff, by the way. No, Love Monster's good.
Kyber babies, we make our dreams come true.
Okay. It's random. Ah, Transcendence. That's
what?
A lot of math.
Get that from away from my sight.
Can't
do numbers.
What is it about, though?
Solutions to certain non-linear second order ordinary differential equations which enjoy...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let me give you my theory about mathematicians. They come up with solutions to questions that no one asks so they can have a job.
Reroll.
Yeah, they do.
Reroll.
Michelle Tenore.
Michelle Tenore, what did she do? Or he?
Was an Italian botanist active in Naples, Italy.
What did he do?
He helped establish the Botanical Garden of Naples and became its director in 1850.
That's it?
He also served as president of the Accademia Nazionale delle Scienze.
Reroll.
That's boring.
Yeah,
it is.
Reroll.
Closed shop.
Closed shop.
The hell?
A business or industrial factory in which union membership is a precondition to employment.
Nah, boring.
That sounds stupid. Next. Last one.
Popeye the Sailor.
Volume 2!
1938 to 1940, Volume 2.
And Popeye the Sailor Man.
Boom, boom. Oh, Popeye was awesome.
He was.
I love
Astro that. Boy was a complete ripoff of Popeye.
There was stuff in that show that I wouldn't get when I was little, but yeah, now that I'm a little older, I kind of get some of the jokes that were being made. Like, I think Bluto made a gay joke about Popeye one time, and I laughed my ass off. Like, what's the matter? I thought you were a straight shooter.
Oh.
Okay, let's move on to tech. March 15th, it went very well, except in Atlanta, where apparently the police got into riot gear and arrested two members of Anonymous and gave tickets to anyone honking the horn in support.
Which is complete bullshit.
Exactly.
They were told repeatedly by the police which they contacted that a permit was not necessary to demonstrate. Then they come out and arrest two of them, not all of them, note that... for not having a permit and for causing hazardous conditions.
They didn't read them their rights when they were arrested, though. They just drugged them off.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. That just means that whatever they admit during a confession is not admissible. See, that's the catch on Miranda law. Unless you actually admit to anything, it doesn't matter.
Okay, and because of circumstances beyond our control, we could not make it to the March 15th protest.
Oh.
You mean you chickened out?
No, I did not.
No, he couldn't. He decided that he had a doctor's appointment.
I had a doctor's appointment.
My regular car blew, and my mom wouldn't let me go alone in her car.
But April 12th is the next protest, and I know for a fact I have nothing to do that week, and I'm completely free.
We are fucking going.
Exactly. I know for a fact I'm completely free.
So, yeah, I'm not going. What about you two? Are you two?
I don't think so.
I'll be in New York programming that weekend, so no.
Oh, come on, Lauren.
There is no way in
heck. You can just come to the sightsee. You don't actually have to come with us.
There'll be cake.
There will be cake. And hoagies.
Delicious cake.
Yeah, no, I can, you know, get cake anywhere. I don't...
Cake's a lie.
Yeah, probably.
And also, according to, Fox News 11, Anonymous is a church.
See, I'm not sure if I would consider that productive or counterproductive.
It just shows that Fox News 11 are a bunch of dumbasses. I don't know what they're talking
that's
about.
That's true. That's true.
What area of the country is Fox News 11?
I don't know, but it must be stupid.
Must be Kentucky.
I found who is the god in the Church of Anonymous? Is it Raptor Jesus or Ceiling Cat?
No. Oh. What about Long Cat? He's the 12th dimension.
Maybe it's Pedo Bear.
Chris Hansen, you know what? I think Pedo Bear has the top spot in popularity given Anonymous'
nature. Epic Dale guy.
But according
he had the mask.
But then again, according to the Bible rewritten in cat speak, Ceiling Cat is God.
That's true.
Hey, I'm up here. Ceiling Cat ain't here.
We're
going to have to post a thread on 4chan and ask B, who is the god of Anonymous?
I did read a thread like that. It's between Raptor Jesus and Ceiling Cat. And also, the Church of Scientology released a DVD about Anonymous.
What? With the most ominous lettering I've ever seen. The whole case is black and then it just says in big red letters... Anonymous.
I think I saw part of that.
There was a part of it on YouTube, and it lists. I'm not sure if I should consider if I should be happy about this or not. 303.8 million instances in which they have been harassed by Anonymous.
Oh, the phone calls and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course, Anonymous did start out by pulling stupid pranks, like taking down their websites, making phone calls. But no, they said harassed or threatened. I mean, someone calling Scientology singing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song, I don't see that as a threat. In fact, I would love it. And someone calling Scientology...
I didn't mean to do that.
And Rick Rolling them.
Rick Rolling Scientology is awesome.
And also, but then again, after Wise Beardman talked about how you can really hurt Scientology by doing peaceful protests, by keeping everything on the level... And making sure it's a huge PR disaster.
Oh, God, you've seen Peaceful Beard Man?
Wisebeard Man.
Wisebeard Man.
He is wise.
He is.
There is no chin underneath his beard. It's just another beard. One time, Wisebeard Man's beard got in a fight with Chuck Norris's beard, and his beard won.
No. I tell you, it doesn't take much to be a meme anymore.
He's a really cool guy, though. He deserves being a meme.
Yeah.
Mark Bunker.
Wait, what's a meme?
Long cat is
long.
A picture that
something stupid that people make funny and everyone talks about it.
Killer fire!
Like Frank is on the case.
Like Frank is on the case.
Which you're definitely going to put up one day.
Yes, as soon as... Soon. In fact, when we make Sean Abridged, bring a camera.
Wilco. I should be able to find it. Shouldn't be a problem.
What time are we doing that?
9 o'clock.
I don't have the DVDs.
Oh.
We can download it. I'll see if I can download
another
one.
About it, because I switched it with the Narama Daikon Brothers, and I never put it back in.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'll see if I can pick up a copy that doesn't have embedded subs.
Okay. Also,
if not, we can just record voices and watch it.
Oh, I have a copy of Attack the Gas Station without embedded subs, and I'm going to make a music video out of that. I have a good idea. Also, for those of you who are fans of the IT crowd, I know Season 3 should be coming out soon.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Do I amaze you?
So, we'll be visiting YouTube in the next couple weeks or whenever it comes out.
Yeah.
Or if not that, the Pirate Bay.
Oh, you didn't see the IT crowd.
You need to see the IT crowd.
That's funny.
Yo, I don't even... Yeah, no idea what you guys are talking about.
It's about,
It's a British comedy.
It's a British sitcom about IT specialists.
Yeah, these two IT specialists. And then this girl who knows nothing about computers becomes the head of the IT department.
I remember you showing me a piece of that.
You know nothing about computers!
IT department, did you try plugging it in?
Did you try turning it off and on again?
Is it plugged in?
I like when they go see the gay musical called Gay.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite episodes.
And he uses disabled person's toilet.
Yeah.
And he ends up trying to flush it by pulling like the emergency line. And all he would say is, I'm disabled.
I'm disabled.
I'm disabled.
Gay the Musical was the funniest thing I think I've ever seen. It's amazing. I don't know. Gay.
Willies, I love Willies.
It wasn't the picture just like, it had gay written in pink.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some naked guy
some
sitting
naked
on like...
Guy. A gay musical called Gay.
And the one where they had the flashback with the goth guy. I forget his name. Was it Richardson?
Richmond. The Red Door.
I highly recommend you listen to Puddle of the Cradle of Filth. I recommend Coffin Fodder and
Press
a Funeral.
I made a CD. It's Cradle of Filth. It sounds quite horrible, but it's actually quite beautiful.
When Jen has a dinner date, and she brings Richmond, Moss, and Roy.
Yes.
Don't say anything about memory or RAM. Oh, silly Jen! Memory is RAM!
Wow.
And then, the one girl was like, oh, I have trouble in social situations, and she's all insecure and stuff. And Richmond was like, oh, this one's mine. And they end up having, like crazy sex all the time.
Don't go into the Red Door.
The Red Door. See that blinking light there? Sometimes it doesn't blink, and I think I should tell someone.
Who, Moss and Roy?
I don't know their names.
Wait for it.
Flush.
Wait for it.
Double flush.
Double
flush. Wonderful. Okay. I saw, trying to dig up tech stories, ASCII 2 curtains.
They're curtains with ASCII 2, like, I don't know, it's paint on or what, but it's basically an image with ASCII 2 on curtains.
Now, would those ASCII 2 curtains be able to protect from Anonymous? Or would it, attract Anonymous? Have the opposite effect? That's some Confucius crap right there.
Why don't you post it on
the
thread? And
I should. You have the, you still have the pic. Can you get back there?
I can get there.
I'm gonna have to post the thread on that. Oh, if quad core processors weren't enough,
six core
processors.
Oh. 2008 sometime. I don't know when though.
Now I bought a quad core processor knowing I wouldn't be able to use it to its full potential for all games for a while. A 6-core processor, I'll be even in an even worse boat.
There is a lot of
software. I don't think you'll be able to use that for its full potential to a game until like 2015.
How much heat would that produce?
You're gonna probably need it to be liquid cooled now.
I have liquid cooling though.
I remember a name of software besides like Foley at Home or that actually uses a quad core processor to its full extent.
I know Crysis uses quad core. And Gears of War for the PC is gonna use quad core.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Also, I have good news for all you smug bastard Mac fags. Your precious little overpriced iPhone that has a virus.
iPhones, iPod, the iPod Touch, anything that gets the internet. If you go on the internet, go to a bad site. Basically, it gets, what was the word?
Infected.
Locked up?
Locked up, yeah. And if you have Safari on, like, a Mac computer, it will crash.
You know, I bet that virus was written by someone like Bob for the specific objective
of taking out Mac people.
Because it's not like, when someone writes a virus for the PC, they know a lot of people are going to get it.
And they're in it for the money, they're in for, you know...
For causing mass chaos to everyone.
Let's spam everyone, but I can get 10 cents
when
of spam.
When someone writes a virus for Mac, there's just pure hatred in it.
Exactly.
And that's why they have the best viruses like Mosaic, which rewrites your directory.
Probably Bill Gates.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. You little bastards.
I wouldn't doubt it at all.
Like, you think it's really funny to make fun of the blue screen? How about you get the red screen out of that? Apple.
Threw down another MacBook Air. We'll just destroy it in 2 seconds.
MacBook Air, don't get started on that. I love your mother's
It's
opinion.
A nice laptop.
It's a nice laptop.
Yeah, and I almost felt like saying if you want a piece of shit. I had to check myself because I can't swear in my house or else I'll get bitch slapped.
You should have said if you want to pay $3,000. And even then, it's barely functional.
I have to curb my language, like, me and my sister both.
Actually, the regular MacBooks ain't too horrible, but
I would buy a regular MacBook for a laptop.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to buy a laptop...
Like, I can break it with one hand.
I'm not going to use a regular laptop for gaming. That's too expensive. So I'll buy something nice and reliable like a MacBook. But
and it runs wild fine, so...
Well, I'm... We're getting off topic.
Clean burning propane.
No.
No.
Yes. We love propane in this podcast.
We like Keenan Hill. It's a good show.
But let's move on.
Yeah.
Japan, they're cracking down on file sharers.
Good luck.
If you file share more than 3 times, you will be banned from the internet.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I'm not sure how they're going to pull that off.
I don't know how you can pull that off.
And basically, Pirate Bay just makes that thing you...
Well, if they get your IP address, they can just probably turn it off.
Yeah, but don't they have Wi-Fi in Japan?
Yeah. They have Wi-Fi, literally, if you go to Tokyo, Wi-Fi's on every block.
Yeah, but...
You can open your laptop anywhere and you can get Wi-Fi.
Well, don't forget, though, proxies. If you search through a proxy, you know...
Yeah, so...
That's basically it. So for a proxy now.
Yeah, and they won't be as slow if they use a proxy in China.
It'll stop stupid people from...
But then again, you know, that's a good thing, maybe, because there could be viruses in these files. You never know.
They'll never take down the Pirate Bay, though.
You can't.
It's in, like, 3 different countries.
Has there ever been an update on whether or not the Pirate Bay is going to buy Sealand?
I'm not sure.
Because I read about it, like, from last year, and I'm like, you know, there was never an update on that. Are they going to buy Sealand or not?
Well, Pirate Bay is run by drunken Swedes, so...
Who the hell knows?
I want
that
them to move...
That reminds me of an episode of The Angry Beavers, which, I forget what it
Lumberjacks?
Was.
Lumberjacks?
No, it was the Swedish... I forget what it was, the one where they're fighting the fish, and there it has the power to eat, like, 15 Swedes.
Well, I forgot what it was called.
The Grand, whatever it was, Grand Ma, or whatever it was, the fish. The really old, nasty fish that lived there.
Oh. Angry Beavers.
The guy who was the voice of Daggett was the voice of Invader Zim.
Yeah.
Oh, but no, I would love it if they bought Sealand, because I would want to be their Minister of Defense.
let's talk about Invader Zim.
What?
Oh, did you know, I don't know, this is I guess they did a cartoon, the guy did, a cartoon, and it's about this guy who sits there and kills, he has, this wall of blood, and he keeps killing people in order to put fresh blood on, because he likes that, that color, specific
Johnny
color
Johnny the red. Homicidal Maniac?
Yeah, I think it was Johnny, yeah. My friend read a lot of that creepy stuff, read it.
That's Joan and Vasquez for you. Made Invader Zim, Johnny the Homicidal Maniac.
Invader Zim should never have been a Nickelodeon.
Exactly.
It belonged on Adult Swim.
But Adult Swim wasn't there at the time.
I know.
In fact, once Nickelodeon loses their, the license for it, it should go to Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm. And they should make another season. But the season should have blood and curses. Cause it will, and they need to bring back the original voice cast for it.
A room with a moose. That's not so bad. Release the walnuts!
My favorite one is when they jack the massive and they plunge into the star. It's not so bad, and you see it explode.
I like how the tallest are complete idiots. But
I told you should use lasers.
They're still smarter than Zim, and they know it.
It's a great show. The Santa Claus episode is good too.
We Operation
Impending Doom 2.
But I destroyed more than any other invader. You destroyed the other invaders.
You didn't even leave the planet.
The only one I remember very well, because I saw it again when I was babysitting, was the one where they had the lice epidemic.
That was great. That was another good one.
Must go to the underclassroom.
Or the Ultra PP. The hamster. Another great one is the Halloween episode with the crazy card.
Oh.
Are you sure you want to use the crazy card? You only get to use it once a month.
I wish my high school had a
The teacher, I think, was my favorite character in that. They got the hamster, look at its feudal thing as it goes around and around in the wheel chosen. It represents our nightmarish corporate system when you get out of school.
Soon the sun's gonna burn out and we're all gonna die.
Die. It was just over and over again.
Die.
Did you ever see Invader Zim?
I've seen some of it. I didn't watch it regularly.
Never should have been on Nickelodeon.
And there was a picture in the nurse's office in the episode where Zim's stealing organs. Said, yeah. Stop making babies.
Oh, wow. How did that get on Nickelodeon?
And I love how they, in the episode with the class president, how they made fun of the school system, high school so much. Yay, school! Yay! Like, they had robot cheerleaders saying, yay, school. Actually, they made fun of pretty much U.S. government in general.
I got away with a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Which surprises me.
Yeah. I like in the one episode that they didn't show on TV with that Food Cordiev, where Zim is managed there. And he has to do the dance in the suit full of hot grease. Okay. Any more tech news?
No.
Did we mention RoboCop?
We'll mention it first thing next.
Okay. I'm sure there was something, but I can't think of anything, so I guess not.
Okay. RoboCop remake.
Ooh. Well, I don't know.
There better be a sex scene.
Positronic. It's going to remind me of that one hentai.
You're gonna, that sound's gonna be ruined for all of you. As soon as you hear RoboCop walking. What's that good for you?
I don't know. The original one aged pretty well. Just because it wasn't all about, out of this world violence. It was about violence you can actually understand. So I don't know how it's gonna turn out with CGI. That's probably what they're gonna do. And on the other hand, maybe it'll be kind of like Inspector Gadget, in which case it might suck.
I thought it was funny.
I thought Inspector Gadget was funny too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about the action part of it.
Oh. Well, action wasn't really more slapstick comedy than action.
I remember watching that when I was a kid.
Oh, and news for those of you who are on this campus, I've been conscripted by the newspaper to write video game reviews.
You realize, of course, that now everyone's going to know who you are. So when they finally track you down and start torturing you, you're going to reveal all our names, so we're probably going to have to kill you after this podcast.
They can't torture me.
Yeah, you do realize we're going to either... Yeah, no association with you, whatever. We will deny.
They can't do
whatever.
Anything worse than what she does to him every day.
Yeah.
That's true.
What? It doesn't happen every day.
You trained him.
Every day. Okay.
You go home on the weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, nothing.
He takes a lot of good verbal abuse.
Well, he's stupid. He deserves
I'm
the
not
verbal
stupid.
Abuse.
I'm not stupid.
No, he's not stupid.
Besides, you're the one who starts half that stuff, say you're gonna sit there and take over the universe, and you want to attack my planet. What the fuck did I ever do to you?
No, we're not starting this. We had a conversation. We had a too long argument about that.
About what?
Yeah, I walk into the union, and I know it's them right away, because I hear them shouting at each other. So, of course, I have to sit down, because they entertain me ever so.
Okay, I was explaining about what a Dyson sphere is.
Which I still don't understand.
It's a theoretical super construct where they build a cage around a star to harness its energy.
Uh-huh.
And it ended up blowing out of proportion into my galactic empire attacking her planet, which has a force field and vampires.
And it's monsters in general. Vampires, werewolves, and humans are slaves.
How, should I even ask?
I want to liberate those humans.
How?
Okay, humans want to be slaves.
They
okay,
you should bring your empire of mages.
Yeah, all the mages.
There are
empires.
Mages in our planet, too.
Yeah.
Should I even ask how you go from talking about a theoretical construct to invading our planet of vampires?
And mages and werewolves and all
maybe
the
you
other
should just record your conversations.
And that'll be another podcast?
Exactly.
And you see, what you should have just done is take the theoretical construct and launch it into her planet rather than the end
no,
of it.
No, you see, the Dyson Sphere would just give me an almost unlimited source of energy.
Unlimited power?
Yes.
Unlimited power!
But I did send a virus over to his planet.
I have more than
you
one
you use biological
planet.
Weapons against the people? You racist, genocidal bastard.
I have more than one planet.
But they have, like, yeah, they have many planets. I'm one.
Genocide.
Besides,
it's all in their minds.
It was great, because
I'm not arguing this anymore.
I decided to send it through video
it's
games,
all,
and he's
it's all
like...
all in their mind.
Yeah, no, I decided to send the virus through video games, and he's like, you don't know anything about video games. Why would I buy video games? I'm like, you play the video game just to see how stupid it is.
She's right. Okay, I keep not wanting to talk about it, but then you say something, and, like, some kind of a crazy person, I automatically have to join in.
She baits you, it's a trap.
You fall for it.
Frank,
it's
are you
great.
Sure you want to go and help protest Scientology? You fall for things a little too easily here.
We don't
want you to kill a Scientologist. Oops.
I mean, if you're falling for my traps, I mean, I'm kind of dense, and if you're getting to, like, the obviously baited traps that I've laid out in the open, then,
I fall
you know.
For your traps because I'm secretly having fun talking about stupid stuff.
That's exactly what I love just doing randomly stupid conversations. It's better than sitting there and talking about, oh, wow, is your hair pretty? Oh, my God, that boy is so cute.
Oh, my God,
is that chop?
Is my hair pretty?
No.
That was mean.
Pretty in a serial killer way.
How do you know that most serial killers are clean cut, very very respectable looking?
How about
let
which
me
is
decide.
Why
what about Rasputin?
Which is why I never go
Rasputin.
With
guys. A long time to die. Oh. Shot, poison, stabbed,
castrated,
and
drowned.
What the hell?
They couldn't kill him.
Yeah, they could. He had a hard time dying.
How's Rasputin gonna be to kill an incarnate?
Oh, he would be like he had better be like the final boss.
You know, that bastard.
And you should have to do it the same way they did.
Yes!
You should have to poison him, then shoot him, then stab him, club him over the head,
throw him in
a
frozen river.
Yeah, that seems like...
And then he didn't die until 2 hours before dawn!
That sounds like a lot of work. Can't you just throw him in a volcano? No,
you don't realize how much of a bastard Rasputin was.
Can you just throw him in a volcano?
No, he'd survive it.
The only way to kill him is to do it exactly in that order. He has to die in a frozen river.
Okay.
Then can't you just throw him in the river without doing all that work?
In the movie Anastasia, they did.
You're right, they did.
Oh, that Rasputin. Okay. That is so weird.
Rasputin.
Yeah. He was kind of stupid. Oh my god! They made... I just kind of noticed it as
sequel.
I was... They made Bartok's sequel. I was
one
like...
About a circus or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, it's about a circus.
Hey,
I remember the movie
Bartok.
But I don't know stats.
Was that straight to movie? Straight to VHS Disney
yes.
movies?
I remember Bartok. Bartok was actually a pretty cool movie.
The Anastasia movie was good.
Yeah,
it wasn't Disney.
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
I thought it was Disney.
No, it's not.
Do any of you remember... The animated movie, Little Nemo?
Yes, I do, and I just tracked it down the other day because I really wanted
That's
to see it again.
I want to see that, too.
Yeah.
They have all of it on YouTube.
Are you serious?
And this is the DVD release that's uncut.
I remember that was a good movie.
Miyazaki
was going to be involved with it, but then he quit, the bastard.
Miyazaki's awesome!
I saw that movie when I was little, and it scared me.
Wait, what is Little Nemo?
Remember Rock Around the Clock with the rooster and the owls and...
I think you mean Rockadoodle.
Yeah, that's it, Rockadoodle.
Yes.
Okay, what are you guys talking about?
Little Nemo? You don't remember that? Adventures in Slumberland?
It was a Japanese anime movie that came out in, like, 1989.
Speaking of...
Was it?
Technically, it was. It was animated by 100 independent artists, most of which were Japanese. It was animated by a Japanese company. It was produced by Americans.
Oh, really?
But it was released 2 years before it was released in the U.S. and Japan. So, technically,
and
it is a Japanese movie.
And the movie is based off a comic in, like, the early 20s.
Yeah, I think it was British.
So, and it's also a pretty kick-ass Nintendo game from it.
I don't remember the plot of that movie, though. I remember it was...
I love it when they blame Flip for the release of Nightmare, and they say, you're going to be banished to space! Prepare the cannon! I'm like, to the space cannon! It's like Pastafarians. Awesome.
I don't know. So that's competing over what the first Japanese animated thing I ever watched was. It's either the stuff that was on Sci-Fi, like the anime they had on that. My dad showed me a lot of that stuff, and Little Nemo.
Mine was Captain Future. I was watching it the day after I was born. My mom remembers it.
My dad was an old school anime fan. He started like off of like Akira and stuff.
Awesome.
I don't remember. I don't know what would be considered my first one. I remember DBZ, I know it had to be something before that.
Yeah, technically my first was like, I watched Sailor Moon, Digimon, Pokemon when I was young.
And one time I might have watched Robotech when it was on, because it was on when I was little.
See, over in Germany, they actually have a really, they're like our Sailor Moon thing back and Pokemon back in the 90s. That's been going on since the 70s. They have all sorts of cool old-school anime. Mm-hmm. I grew up on Kickers and Mila Superstar.
Nice.
Kickers was pretty cool, though.
Okay.
Soccer anime.
We were talking about this earlier. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Which is our next theme. So we can talk about that a bit. The Silver Snakes. My favorite team.
Every kid wanted to be on there, even though you had a 17% chance of being a purple parrot.
Yeah, I guess who's the purple parrot here?
Well, we'll mention that next week.
I don't understand. What was so good about the silver snakes?
I know. They seem to add, like, all, like, basically the majority of the best people were on the silver snakes. I would love to know why that is.
I love the barracudas.
I like the red jaguars.
Yeah, see, I was a red jaguar person. I liked that.
Wait. Oh, I thought you said you were, like, on the show.
No!
I was like...
I couldn't imagine.
Are you one of the people who failed in the Shrine of the Silver Monkey?
I can see her failing at the Shrine of the Silver Monkey.
You guys suck!
Yeah, I can see that.
And then she impaled the Temple Guardian with the head. Because you know the head had the spike on there, because she has a little bit of a rage problem.
For some reason, I'd be the teammate, and she'd lose at the...
Oh, no, she wouldn't do that. She'd come out with the head and kill you with it. She'd stab you in the leg with it and say it's your fault.
She'd blame me, call me stupid. It's your fault.
It probably would be.
You couldn't put together the silver monkey.
Yes, but he's the one who took all the pretty time to give me time to sit there going, and I had like 5 seconds to put on silver monkey.
You went in first.
Obviously, I couldn't go all the way through to the silver monkey without you going in first to kill all the stupid little temple guardians. You're a lackey. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Cutting down the work for me. You failed.
I got there lightning fast.
This is how they start.
I got there lightning fast.
And
I lost the medallions. You had the perfect chance to win it. But that goddamn silver monkey.
They're constructing something in their head that never happened. They're both mental.
They are.
But it's fun doing that.
It's amazing just that the Shrine of the Silver Monkey is the one room
that is
always featured, that never fails to come up, and that's always where people end up failing.
Legs, a body,
five
and a
seconds!
Head.
It was his fault!
Who doesn't know what a monkey looks like?
Obviously, 37% of the people on that show.
Failure.
I love it when they try to put the head on first. That's my favorite thing.
Maybe this is like the rock monster from Yu Yu Hakusho. Maybe I can make a dickhead joke about this monkey.
It's our duty to bring highbrow humor. I said duty.
You did.
Oh, wow.
Dumbass.
Not a dumbass.
Yes.
What? Okay.
You could start by referring to this show.
You could start by calling Frank a dumbass. Or you could insult his hair.
Next show we have to have our intro be something like that.
You could sit there and say he has dumbass hair. Then you'll cover it.
I'm going to cry.
Okay, we're going to have to watch a movie after this just to purge our brains.
Okay.
Frank.
Oh, yeah, I want to see the new
Oh, we're
Yu-Gi-Oh
watching
Bridge.
Crank.
Yes, we are.
You haven't seen Merrick's Evil Council of Doom 2?
I haven't gotten to see the new one yet.
Okay, we're going to have to show her that, but other than that, we're watching Crank.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, I'm miscellaneous is done unless anyone else has something else. Okay, nope. So, dun-dun-dun-dun, Max's
and
it's quarter.
Corner!
Welcome to the Corner, where we discuss for 2 minutes all things relating to evil and doom. Today we're going to be discussing one of my new favorite movies and one that we will be watching shortly. Well, hopefully as soon as I can buy a copy from FYE. Cannibal Holocaust.
What?
Cannibal Holocaust.
That's what I said. I mean, my God.
I want to hear more about it.
How horrible does that sound? Or is it just me?
That.
Cannibal Holocaust is infamous. It came out many years ago. What happened was this guy decided to go out and do a documentary because...
You mean like the Witch Blair Project?
No, just why not? Now that I'm thinking about it, it is actually kind of similar. It is kind of similar.
Oh my God.
It is kind of similar in just what they do with the film.
We are watching this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's what happened. The guy who made the movie, he had a friend who was an anthropologist. So this anthropologist had decided about a year ago, before he started to make the movie, to go in and do a documentary on cannibals in the Amazon jungles.
Of course, that makes so much sense.
He never came back. This seriously happened. That's why this movie has taken so much flack. 6 months later, they actually did find the equipment, and that is what makes up the bulk of the movie. So the guy took the footage and made the movie.
Wait, so this is actually, happened?
That's why it's banned in over 50 countries.
Ooh, that's actually...
So it really happened.
I thought you said that it didn't happen, and they proved that it didn't happen.
No, what happened was that they claimed that he had killed some of his actors.
Okay.
So, but yes, we have to watch this movie.
Wait, okay, before we end, someone mentioned Blair Witch Project, and it reminded me of something.
Remember, I have a name. Jerk.
On Cartoon Network, the Scooby-Doo Project. When they had, a huge Blair Witch Project spoof with the Scooby-Doo gang.
I sort of remember that.
Oh, it was hilarious, but yeah, that's all I finished out to mention.
Wait, what? I don't remember that. What was that?
It's the Scooby-Doo Project.
I don't remember that.
I'll have to show it. And they might have it on
YouTube. I don't think I want to see it.
It's funny. But,
I've seen a lot of Scooby-Doo crap. Okay, I don't need to see more.
That's it?
Hmm.
Frank is on the case.